watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Jan Sena Party Chief Pawan Kalyan on Wednesday flew to Lucknow to meet senior leaders of the Bahujan Samaj Party. He was accompanied by former United Andhra Assembly Speaker Nadendra Manohar and attempted to meet BSP President Mayawati, but could not do so as she was not present in the city. Many said that Pawan's visit was signalling an interesting political equation that Jan Sena Party wants to execute in Andhra Pradesh, as he has been maintaining a secular tone in addressing his rallies in the Telugu states as part of his public outreach program. Now let's move on to Telangana. A sub-inspector who was honoured with an award by former Hyderabad Police Commissioner and present Telangana Director General of Police was picked by Anti-Corruption Bureau officials in Hyderabad this week. ACB officials arrested S.I. Sarangapani, who was working at the Mir Chowk Police Station, for demanding a bribe of Rs. 2 lakh. Following the arrest, the image of S.I. receiving the award went viral on social media. Now let's move on to Karnataka. Medical interns and postgraduate doctors in Karnataka took to the street on Tuesday to demand the payment of 8 months' worth of salary. While 51 medical interns and 38 postgraduate doctors held a silent protest in Mangaluru. The protesting interns in Mangaluru, however, returned to their duties after holding a silent protest. Now let's move on to Kerala. A day after Kerala Chief Minister P. Vijayan slammed the Pandalam royal family for claiming rights and powers over the Lord Ayyappa shrine, the latter hit back on Wednesday, saying the family has carried out what it is entitled to. Vijayan has said the Sabarimala temple is the property of the Travancore Devaswam board and that none else has any right over it. However, the spokesperson of the family, Sri Kumar Verma, told the media that the TDB has only administrative control over the temple. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. More than a year after 18 AIADMK MLAs who have pledged loyalty to ousted AIADMK Deputy General Secretary and Independent MLA TTV Dinakaran, the Madras High Court upheld the Tamil Nadu Speaker's order disqualifying them. The order will come as a relief for the Palaniswamy government. The verdict also means that the Election Commission have to notify by-election to the 18 constituencies that have fallen vacant. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.